Hello everyone, welcome to Daily Dose. My name is Stella Damasis and I am your host. How are you? Happy New Week. It's a Monday and I hope that you guys are taking care of yourselves and doing all you can to stay safe. So today I want to talk about something that's very common yet not really talked about as much as it should be. And I was inspired by one of my favorite authors and doctors. He is Dr. Amen. He's a brain doctor. And he was being interviewed, you know, on a podcast, and he talked about his 9-year-old nephew who just suddenly attacked another little girl on the baseball field for no reason whatsoever. And he had been displaying violent behaviors for a while. And then that day that he attacked that girl, his mother went to his room just to check around, to see what was going on, if there was any indication of any problem somewhere. And she found two pictures in his room. One of the pictures was of him hanging from a tree, and he drew them. It was of him hanging from the tree. And the second picture was of him shooting other children. Now, that is the scariest thing for any mother or father or any family member to experience, to find drawings that you made of yourself shooting other people. And this is a 9-year-old kid. So that is scary because he's 9. What do you want to do? You can't take him to jail or take him to court or whatever, or report him to the police that he has tendencies to be a shooter, you know? Now, she spoke to her brother, who's the doctor, Dr. Amen, and he said, this is what's happening. These are the pictures that I found, and he's been very violent. And the doctor said, okay, send him to me. I want to have a word with him. And so when he met with the young boy, he asked him, he said, what's going on? Are you okay? Are you being bullied? Are you being teased in school? Is something happening? Does someone upset you? Is there anything happening at home? And he said, no, uncle, I just get angry for no reason. I don't know why I get angry. Now, according to him, you know, when you take kids like that to see therapists, the first thing they want to do is medicate them, give them medication, talk to them, do talk therapy, take them through exercises and all of that. But sometimes it doesn't work, especially if there's something deeper than just that. Now, Dr. Emin now went on to say that there have been studies in the brain, because he's a brain doctor, he studies the brain, and those studies found that violence is triggered from the left temporal lobe. If there's a dysfunction in the left temporal lobe, then that might be an issue with the person's behavior. So at the end of the day, they decided to do a brain scan for this little boy, and they found a cyst. This cyst was the size of a golf ball, and the cyst was occupying the space of his left temporal lobe, meaning the place where his left temporal lobe was supposed to be. There was a cyst there, pressing on it, and thereby changing his behavior, not because, you know, he wanted to be that kind of person, but it was something that he couldn't control because it was his brain that was making him do those things. Now, the moment they took him to surgery and the neurosurgeon drained it, sent him home, this boy's behavior changed, like transformed into a normal kid. Like he didn't have any drop of violence within him. He was just a normal, easygoing kid who loved normal things. Dr. Amen ended that interview by saying something very profound, which is why I'm doing this topic and why I wanted to talk to you about it and share. He says, it's easy to call someone bad, but it's harder to ask why. Why do they do what they do? Why do they say what they say? Why do they treat people like this? Because we're very used to saying, oh, this person's bad, he's toxic, he's not good for you, he's evil, he's this, he's that. What if? And I'm not saying that, you know, people don't just get up to some mischief or do some crazy things. But what if, just what if there's a problem in the brain? There's a lesion there. There's a cyst there. There's a dysfunction of the left temporal lobe. There's something that just alters their behavioral pattern. What if there's something deeper than what we think it is? Just what if we're like calmer and more patient to actually look at people and try to ask questions and try to find out what it is, and even say, you know what, maybe you should get this tested, or maybe you should get this checked out, because I feel like there's something that's a bit off, but I might be wrong. You know, it's in the way you say it to people. But it's important that before we generalize or condemn people because of their behavior, we try to find out, is it triggered by childhood trauma? Is it triggered by an unresolved issue? Is there something in your growing up, in your environment, or is there something at home? Is someone doing something to you at home that's making you lash out? Are you being bullied in school that's making you act this way? Is it a form of defense mechanism? What is it about? There's so many different things that we can attribute to these things. But like he said, it's easy to call someone bad, but it's hard to ask why the person is bad. I hope this helps someone, and I hope this inspires someone to do better. Let's all do better. All right, guys, thank you for listening. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. All right, bye.